I chose to interview my grandmother because, you know, the assignment was to find someone who went through discrimination in their lives, and I was like, it's my grandma. She has quite a story to tell.
That's Malik Marshall, a 10th grader at Central High, sitting next to his grandmother, Helen Marshall, the subject of his interview for the Memory Project. The assignment asks students to choose a friend or family member to interview on the topic of discrimination. Mrs. Marshall hopes it will bring about changes.
Maybe we might change a few of people you're having trouble with and the people that I had trouble with. And maybe, you know, maybe they'll see that this is skin.
Yeah, it's just a pit of pigment.
It's something like that covers you. It's inside. We all bleed red and we're all the same.
George West and Coach Keith Richardson are teachers and sponsors of the project.
What it means to actually change, you know, not through just legislation, but through the heart. Mm-hmm. How do you change and accept people? How do we make this world a better place?
But what has struck me is the power of the story shared person to person to pull a student into past and make them experience it as if they were present in it.
The students turn each interview into an essay, producing an average of 300 stories per year. A select portion can be found on the project's website, as well as two recently published books. It is the job of the student-run editing team to pick the essays that make it into the compilations. Abhilasha Gokulan, one of the senior editors, says the work is rewarding but time-intensive.
We spend an hour meeting, but then on our own time at home, we'd spend 40 hours in total reading all the essays. My sophomore year last year, when we really started planning to publish the book, we definitely spent a lot more time, and toward the end of the school year, we were staying after every day after school till 5:30.
Much of the time is spent making the difficult decision of which essays to cut, as they all contain a piece of history. Amari Austin interviewed her great-aunt, Mrs. Thelma Mothershed Weir, who was one of the 9 African-Americans who integrated Central High School in 1957.
I don't mind telling people my memories of, I don't mind sharing. And I think it's good to share with other people so they can know what went on. It gives people a real sense of history, what went on way back then, back in dark ages.
This will help later on to keep generations after mine from repeating the cycle, or just to know what actually went on or what was done for them.
Students are finding that while times have changed, some of the same challenges persist. Malik Marshall's grandmother, Helen, says she lost 3 jobs because of people's disapproval of her mixed-race marriage. He says Central High has come a long way, but racial segregation still manifests itself.
You know, I go to lunch and there's all these black people sitting over here, all these white people sitting over here, and I don't know any of the black people. So I go sit with the people that I know, and it just is really weird for me being, like, the only one over here when, like, all the people that are
do they kind of put you down?
Like, a little bit. Like, it's what? Like a... It's
by
like
actions.
It's like an unsaid sort of, like, maybe like a weird look or like a...
innuendo.
The students have been interviewed for morning talk shows, recognized at special events, and praised for their work with the books and website. However, there have been a few challenges. Sally Goldman, who is a practicing Muslim and wears a traditional head covering, is one of the editors of the project and says she dealt with prejudice herself after a recent interview.
When I got home from school and I looked at my Facebook and I saw the comments on the page, they were all negative comments about me because I wear the hijab, the Muslim headscarf.
Rather than retaliate, Goldman says the students decided to turn the experience into a learning opportunity.
What the project is doing is we're educating people. You know, we're trying to sort of get people to realize that, you know, it's not okay to make rude comments about people's religion or people's skin color or any of that.
Sponsors George West and Keith Richardson ensure that because the project is run by students, it can go on for as long as the school exists, with all proceeds from the books going into a fund for future endeavors. Now they are working on griot, the French word for storyteller, as they go into schools and share stories with students and teachers.
Now what we want them to do is to kind of bring the story back to life again, person to person, go out in the into the public and make presentations about the stories.
And the more leadership and the more that you participate, then guess what? You take ownership and you become empowered. We've had the opportunity personally to grow as brothers.
That's for sure.
And, you know, and then secondly, to work with such a great group of young people. I mean, this is a lifetime experience for me.
The Memory Project has plans to publish more books at lower costs so other schools can replicate the project and collect more oral histories. The students, faculty, and family members involved hope their efforts will help to bring unity and understanding among people in the generations to come. Maggie Carroll, KUAR News.